Following yesterday's inconclusive presidential elections in France, socialist Ségolène Royal and conservative Nicolas Sarkozy have 2 weeks to convince voters of their vastly different visions for the country. There was a record-setting number of voters, with over 85% of those eligible casting a ballot. Sarkozy finished first, with just over a 5-point lead over Royal, and a runoff is scheduled for May 6. Head of the International Relations Department at the American University of Rome, Professor James Walston, spoke to us about the significance of the high turnout.
The 85% turnout is remarkably high for France. It's remarkably high for most places. And I think we can certainly say that it's a victory for democracy. It shows that the French are following a trend which has been set in other places, in the United States and here in Italy. We've saw that the last elections were won and lost or almost lost here in Italy by bringing out your own vote. And the French campaigners were very conscious of this, and we were getting a lot of signs over the last 3-4 weeks of higher registration of particularly the left trying to get otherwise alienated voters in the banlieue to register, and they've gone out and voted, but the right has done that as well. Presumably, and this usually happens, the turnout in the second round is lower because a lot of people decide that they really can't stand either candidate, so they won't go and vote.